Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief, yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
Well, good morning and welcome. Happy Hump Day, Trump Day. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 7:21. Time for What's Bugging You? A chance to call in, air it out, get it off your chest, and hopefully feel better. All right? 877-975-9825. That's Florida Pest Control. And the only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. And please don't be one of those. All right. So what's bugging me?
Yep.
How about we don't have snow here? How about though we have snow, like a snow like day off, like the kids in school up north.
Oh yeah,
but ours, like if it drops below 40 degrees,
okay,
we get a day off.
Yeah, but they have heat. I mean,
what do you mean?
I mean, we got off. We had snow days growing up, obviously.
Yeah,
in St. Louis,
they
you
were
had
a
them
blast.
In Detroit.
Yeah,
but it's because literally the buses couldn't run.
Oh,
you know.
So there was a reason. It wasn't just celebrating snowfall.
It's all about the children. Keeping the children safe.
Yeah.
I would not want to drive a bus in the snow. Oof. Are you kidding me? No.
You know, they're...
Rear-wheel drive, that big, long, heavy...
But it's got like four tires in the back. They're all dualies.
Yeah.
And you got the weight. You got traction.
I don't know
It's
about that.
Probably the steering part that gets complicated.
Well, I do talk about you doing donuts in a parking lot. Yeah, the school administration frowns on that sort of thing.
Did you say donuts? Did you say warm apple fritters?
Yeah,
sorry. You know what's bugging me?
That we don't have
I don't have an apple fritter in my hand.
Donut connection. That or what's the other one? The original one? Because I always get the other one confused with the custard inside, the chocolate on top.
Boston.
It is the Boston cream?
I think so.
Okay. Speaking of vehicles, what's bugging me is the fact that we are having to be looking for Blake, a replacement car. Blake, a young, you know, he's the teen driver in our house. And about a week or so ago, I literally had left the house. I was not gone 5 minutes. And my neighbor calls and says, hey, Greg. Looks like one of the neighbors came around the corner and smashed into Blake's car head on and totaled it. Like, thanks. I really appreciate that, Don, you know. But that is the case. So the other guy's insurance car or company did pay for it. So now we're looking for it. Still want a, you know, he's a teen driver. We still want a cheap car, like an Accord or a Toyota, something very reasonable. But like your grandma quit driving and you're going to get rid of her car kind of thing.
Yeah.
But it bugs me that we've got to go through that because of somebody else. And it turns out the guy was actually, he admitted it. He was messing with his phone charger and looked down, swerved over.
Wow,
up
in
on
the neighborhood.
Yeah, I mean, think if that had been somebody walking their dog or their kids.
I got to tell you, you know, for Blake, being a teenage driver and having your car wrecked like that, I guess just be thankful that you were driving it at the time. But I could imagine Greg getting home and saying, Blake, what did you do to your car? But luckily, yep. The neighbor called him and gave him a heads up on that.
Yeah, Blake was still asleep. Are you kidding? He was sleeping in. Oh, the neighbors heard it. Yeah.
Let's go to John. Good morning. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, guys. Great show as always. What's bugging me this morning, my wife has always wanted to see the Aurora Borealis. I understand it was in three states this morning, including Daytona Beach, Florida, and I heard nothing about it on the weather on any of the media. That's what's bugging me this morning. You guys have a great day.
You too, John. I did see something on Facebook from a, I don't know if it's a real meteorologist or somebody who plays one, but saying that there were reports from as far south as the Caribbean of some kind of sighting. Now, I don't know if that's true. If that is true, certainly we should have been able to see it in Florida, but I didn't see anything.
No.
Of course, you know, if it was late last night, I was sleeping, but as of 4 a.m. But, yeah, I'd like to see Aurora Borealis, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Let's go to Tom. What's bugging you?
Of course, you know, if it was late last night.
Tom? Hello? Yeah, go ahead. You're on the air.
Yeah. You know, people call in and they say, you know, complain about the men getting into women's sports, which I'm against. But once in a while, bugs me is people, sometimes people say, females don't get into a man's sport. They did in 1969. They are still there. Hialeah Racetrack, the first female jockey.
Oh, yeah. Well, good point.
But is being a jockey a male sport? It's not. It's about the horses, not the rider.
It's actually about being small.
Well,
if you want to get technical,
that's true too.
So that's one of the areas where, but that, just because they're small doesn't mean they're not strong.
Right.
But that is an interesting point.
But it is an equine sport, not the sport of the person as much.
You're not competing directly with another person per se.
Yeah, right.
But I would have to guess that those women are pretty daggone tough.
And boy, they'll just. Yeah.
Exactly.
In a minute,
yeah,
I'm
that's
saying.
Well, that's why I'm saying nice things.
Yeah, I thought
because
so.
They have whips.
You're scared,
Terry. Good morning. What's bugging you?
When I was listening to President Trump and he's talking about the insurance, and he goes, "I just would rather send it to the people." It made me go, "Okay, look into this. Why did he make that statement?" And I think the website's open source. What I googled was political contributions from insurance companies to candidates. $96 million was given to candidates last year.
Wow.
From the insurance industry, which floored me because I'm sitting here going, okay, how much did you jack up my rate to give $96 million to political candidates?
Ooh.
And that right there has me just infuriated over it. I can see why Trump did that and why he wants to give the money to the people and not the companies.
Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, but that is, yeah, precisely what occurred. All the costs went up. Where service went down, level of service went down, did doctors and healthcare professionals get wealthy? No. I mean, not any wealthier than the rates went up. But the insurance companies have done extremely well.
Oh, yeah.
And look, and you want insurance companies to be in business, but yeah, if their profit is all coming from taxpayer subsidies, and then they're giving to a political party, yeah, that doesn't smell too good, does it?
No.
Yeah. No. Hmm. Yep, give it directly to the people. 728 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and coming up, somebody who worked with the governor of New York looks like getting some Chinese kickback cash. Substantial amounts. Details coming up. 97.3 The Sky.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honeymoon, here we come! Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
Well, call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this? Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem HealthShare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.